Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, it's time for us now to get into our Grow model. It's exactly 10 minutes after 1. Good afternoon once again. Welcome back and thank you very much for tuning in. You're listening to Adventist World Radio with me, Naye Lupondwana. Today and this week, we're focusing on salvation. And on salvation, today we'll be focusing on the cost of grace. We say salvation is free, right? That's what generally is said on our pulpits. But it costs heaven everything. Grace is not a cheap commodity, people. The nails, the crown of thorns, the weight of the word sin, the whole entire world's sin. It was all borne by one who had no sin. For those who could have, well, they couldn't. They could have tried. They couldn't save themselves. That includes you and I. The cross is not just the beginning of our hope. It is the center of God's unthinkable sacrifice. And that's why we thought we must talk about it. That's why we've invited Pastor Prince Mwenda, who's joining us on the line to give us some perspective. And for this, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. First time on radio.
Ah, congratulations. Welcome, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. What does it mean, Mfundisi? What does it mean that salvation is free but not cheap? Kindly explain.
All right. Thank you very much. I guess this is Naye, right?
Yes, this is Naye, Mfundisi.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, we're talking about grace, salvation being for free. And then in this idea of salvation, we also see the grace of God. So I thought of maybe we can get the small verse, the simple verse that usually you know from it, that usually you know, John 3 verse 16, of course. I guess it's a familiar verse. And I would like us to unpack this verse so that we see how the grace of God can be extracted from it and how we're able to appreciate of salvation being free. And but it is costing heaven everything. I guess I'm clear on that one.
Yeah, you can continue for this.
All right, thank you very much. Now, if allow me to unpack some three aspects or some three themes from the book of John 2, verse 16. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, all right, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have an everlasting life." Now, I'm interested on the three things that are coming from this verse. Simple as it may sound, but there are a lot of things that are coming from it. The first thing is that God first begins by loving a sinful world altogether. The second one is that God gives a free gift to the world. After that, the third one is that man must believe so that he may have everlasting life. Okay? So let's talk about the first one, where God begins by loving the world. Okay? So if you go in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So we find that heaven is actually zeroing its account. The account of heaven is being zeroed so that man may benefit. God is giving us the precious jewel, which is Christ, as a free gift, so that the dying race can do it, can be saved. Am I clear on the first one?
Yes, you can continue, Mfundisi. We have a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to ask you to just be as brief as you can, because we have a lot of ground to cover, Mfundisi.
All right, let me just go to the second one. The second aspect, or the second theme, which is found in this book, John 3, verse 16. The other theme is God, after God has loved, the second thing that he does, he gives us, all right? So he gives us this precious gift of his only son. I don't know how it is whereby to the people that are married, okay? Let me give an example to the people that are married. You find that, you know, let's give an example. Your wife is cheating here, and then now you have the power to take her to the prison and do all those things that you want to do because she has done something wrong. But instead of you to punish her, you actually give her the reason to continue with the love again. So that's about the grace of God. When we are still sinners, God loved us, and then he gave us the best of him, which was what? Which was Christ. That's why we find that salvation, it is what? It is actually, it is a free gift from God, but we find that man has a choice either to believe in God for him to have life or for him not to have life. So it is free. Salvation is free. Grace is free. But the thing is that man has to believe as the last resort.
Okay. So how does understanding Christ's suffering deepen your appreciation for grace, Mfundis?
Come again?
The understanding that Christ suffered for us, how does that understanding deepen one's appreciation for grace?
All right. Thank you very much for that question. Now, maybe let me answer this question, what would happen a long time ago in history. We'd find that if a king goes for battle, he goes there, he tells the people that, you know, I'm going to come back with a crown or with a precious prize. That prize, as the king goes for battle, he tells the people, I'm going to come back with a precious prize. What was the prize? The prize was the head of the other king. So therefore, as the king goes for battle, when he fights the other opponent as the other king, what he's going to do is that he's going to chop off his head. And as he's coming back, going to his people, as he is approaching, as he's standing on the hill, just imagine the king standing on the hill, seeing subjects over there, they're waiting for him. He's going to send a person who was known as the herald. Now that herald is going to run to the people, and then he's going to tell them that, no, the king has won the battle and he's coming back with a prize. That prize, it is actually the head of another king. Therefore, it was good news to the people that the king has won the battle. Therefore, coming back to the question which I just asked you, since I know that Christ has suffered for me on the cross, it is good news for me because I must not live as a sinner anymore. Therefore, the death of Christ and his suffering on the cross, it is good news to those people who are sinning, to those people that are gossipers, the people that are actually prostitutes, all kinds of people that are there, that are doing any sort of sin. It is good news because Christ has died for us. Therefore, the suffering of Christ, it actually gives us the strength to believe that actually there is always a second chance because Christ has paid for all our sins. Therefore, it is good news for us.
Okay. And have we become too casual, perhaps, with the concept of salvation? Is it possible?
I can say that for most of us people, we are too much, let me just use the term, there are issues whereby they say that, you're taking things for granted, isn't it? You find that, because someone can say, I didn't ask for Christ to die for me. I didn't ask him to die for me. Therefore, why should I believe in him? So we find that there are some people actually who are actually being relaxed. No, I don't want Christ. Carry away your cross. Go out with your cross and leave me. But at the end of the day, we tend to be relaxed. But in the point of us being relaxed, we are losing life. Because Christ is actually giving away his own life for us to become living beings at the end of the day for us to have everlasting life. Therefore, Mr. Presenter, I think sometimes we become too casual about it and we are too much relaxed. Therefore, we must know that it was a very huge price because Christ was a price, was a precious jewel from heaven. Heaven actually zeroed its account. Heaven zeroed its account, and then for us to be able to live, therefore, we owe a lot of things to Christ.
Right. So what exactly are we saying? What truly are we saying when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior?
Well, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are actually accepting the gift. We are accepting life. Because, let me bring you the idea which is found in the book of Romans chapter 20, verse 21. Allow me to quote it if time allows. Is it okay?
Yes, it's all right, Mfundis. Go ahead.
All right. Romans chapter 5, 20 to 21. The Bible says, now the law came to increase the trespasses, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. All right. Now I love verse 21. It says that so that as sin reigns in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Therefore, whenever we accept Christ as our own personal savior, we're actually accepting the cross, we're accepting the throne, the crown of thorns, we're accepting his suffering so that we can have life. So whenever we accept Christ, we are accepting life because he was given to us as a free gift from God.
Okay. And final question, for instance, I'll let you go. If your life, for example, take one life, in your life, how are you honoring the price that was paid? I'm talking about you now as an individual.
So you're trying to say, like, how am I honoring the price that was given to me by God, which is Christ?
That is correct, yes.
Right? Well, personally, I think that's kind of personal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, so. Okay, so to me, I think the way I'm honoring it is by taking the word of God to all the world.
Okay.
Okay? Because actually the Bible, a time came when Christ was telling Peter that, Peter, when you shall repent, remember to strengthen your brother.
Okay.
Or your brethren.
Okay.
So the thing is that at this moment in time, how I'm appreciating the suffering of Christ or the life that he's giving me through him. Yes, is by telling the people about the goodness of him so that they may also receive life.
Right.
Okay. So that means it's my wake up call. It's a call for me that I have to tell the people that, well, Christ has died for me.
Right.
You don't have to live as a sinner again. You don't have to do anything but just accept him as a savior because Christ has said it all. Don't live as a sinner.
Right.
So whatever you're doing, accept the people the good news.
Okay. Yes. All right. For today, that's it, Mfundisi. I won't bother you any longer. Thank you very much for coming through and talking to us. We have an entire week together and looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow, same time, same place. Pastor Prince Mwenda, have a wonderful day tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.